This is Onmil Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onmil Radio News. I'm Olive Samas. First headlines. Police in Bomi County arrest and charge four men in connection to an alleged burglary of the Civil Service Agency local office in Tubmanburg. Ghanaian President Nana Akufo-Addo says West Africa is not prepared to see Liberia slide back into instability. And a suicide bomber killed at least 13 police officers during a parade at a training center in the Somali capital, Mogadishu. Those were the headlines. Now the news in detail. Police in Bomi County have arrested and charged four men in connection to allegations of burglary at the Civil Service Agency local office in Tubmanburg. The chief superintendent of police in the county, Gustin Ali, told Onmil Radio the four suspects were arrested on Monday following a complaint from the CSA county coordinator. The suspects, Dennis Wilson, 35, Melvin Karanda, 19, Alfred Mason, 18, and Isaac Fire, 22, all residents of Tubmanburg, were arrested in Bajeke following a tip-off from community dwellers. According to Superintendent Ali, the suspects took office equipment such as desktop computers, laptops, plus other accessories.
Almost all of the items have been retrieved, including two HP laptops, photocopier machine and printer, computer including monitor and CPU, two firearms battery or speakers, and etc. They are charged on multiple counts, including burglary, theft of property, and criminal facilitation. Most of the burglaries have been occurring, but the perpetrators have been using motorcycles to carry on the acts.
Gustin Ali, Chief Superintendent of Police in Bomi County. Ghanaian President Nana Akufo-Addo says West Africa is not prepared to see Liberia slide back into instability, stressing that the leadership from the region will do all they can to ensure lasting peace prevails. Addressing the 98th graduation program of the state-run University of Liberia on Wednesday, the Ghanaian leader urged the graduates to follow the footsteps of their predecessors and aim for higher heights.
If you are aiming, for instance, to go into government, you will be measured by the Barclays standard. Anything short of that will be interpreted as letting the side down. We owe it to our predecessors to keep up the standard and never let it be said we have let down the side, either through our word or our deed.
President Akufo-Addo noted it is incumbent on the young generation to build a new African society strong enough to create opportunities that will enable Africans benefit from their resources.
After 98 years of proud history, the products of this university should stand out from the crowd. They should be the leaders that keep the light shining and keep hope alive. I am confident that you will not let the side down. Our collective goal must remain constant: to build a new African civilization where the African peoples are neither pawns nor victims of the world order.
Ghanaian President Nana Akufo-Addo. This year, the University of Liberia graduated more than 3,400 students in various disciplines. A local group, Women and Children Development Association, has embarked on a campaign to promote greater women's participation in the national decision-making process. They are using cultural performances as well as mobile communication to pass on messages of peace and women's participation in the governance process. The group executive director, Melinda Just, told on Mel Radio, the exercise has been carried out across Monrovia. Madam Joss also said they are engaging political actors to address the issue of increased women participation in leadership positions, a crucial part of the presidential runoff campaign. She noted that increasing women's participation in the national decision-making process is an essential element to achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. Joss added that the initiative is being made possible with support from UNFPA and UNDP.
The women, they are the one that bear children. We make sure to make women, put women in all level of society. Make women to be in government, in agency, as ministers. But we're talking about women participation. We're talking about safe environment, which is safe community. We're talking about because if the community is safe for women, then we all will be happy and we'll be so glad.
The executive director of the Women and Children Development Association, Melinda Joss. Health Minister Dr. Bernice Dunn has concluded a visit to Grand Cape Mount and Bomi counties, expressing gratitude to healthcare workers for their services to humanity over the last 2 years. Minister Dunn noted that the contributions of the workers have been invaluable to healthcare delivery. Speaking to Omnil Radio, the communications officer of the Ministry of Health pointed out that similar visits will be paid to other parts of the country. Toba George said the minister has also been using the visit to outline progress made in the healthcare delivery program of the country. George named efforts to relocate the Redemption Hospital, the building of nurses' housing units, as well as the construction of a modern drug storage facility as some of the gains being made in the revival of the country's health sector.
Thanks to all of our partners who've been helping to ensure that we improve the health sector and the system as well. So that also will be built. There has been this constant complaints and reports of drug shortage and improper storage and all of that. So we believe that with the construction of the new NDS warehouse, all of those will be sorted out.
The communications officer of the Ministry of Health, Soba George. The UN General Assembly has adopted two draft resolutions in support of improving universal health coverage. The two draft resolutions were adopted under the chairmanship of Liberia's Deputy Permanent Representative to the United Nations, Israel Davis. On Tuesday, Liberia co-sponsored the two resolutions, Global Health and Foreign Policy, Addressing the Health of the Most Vulnerable for an Inclusive Society, and International Universal Health Coverage Day. Liberia recognizes that despite progress in the health sector, challenges in global health, including major inequalities and vulnerabilities, still remain and require urgent attention. According to a dispatch from Liberia's permanent mission to the United Nations, the UN General Assembly noted that global health is a precondition to making progress in the economic, social, and environmental dimensions of sustainable development. The General Assembly, through the resolutions, encouraged member states to consider health in the formulation of their foreign policies. The National Public Health Institute has begun an assessment of food centers in Monrovia and its environs. The deputy head of the NPHRL told on Mill Radio that the 3-week exercise is intended to ensure that proper hygiene practices are observed at all food service centers everywhere in the country. Dr. Masoka Fala said the action was prompted by reports of fecal diseases such as diarrhea and typhoid being on the rise.
As you know, there's a common saying, you are what you eat. And we do know that what we eat basically has to be prepared in the proper way, in a hygienic way, so that we don't get sick. There are always food poisoning. There's always diarrhea diseases if food are not properly handled. So this exercise is basically to assess all the places that are preparing food for us and see if they're following the proper guidelines so that they can ensure that the consumers are protected. And so we have one more layer to this, where we are going to have the GIS location so we can basically be able to project exactly where there are restaurants, eating places, and what sort of standards they need to meet.
Dr. Masoka Fala, Deputy Director of the NPHRL for Technical Services. A local women advocacy group, Voices Against Violence, has launched a social media campaign to counter violence against women. According to an executive of the group, they are focusing the campaign mainly on the religious community, among others in the Liberian society. Fatima Ability said the group considers the campaign as a fundamental tool to curb violence against women and understanding the fact that violence is not a norm. Fatima assured the group's commitment to ensure that the mindset of people perpetrating violence against women is changed in a positive direction.
We decided to carry it on another level, which is to go to the mosque. Most people were able to open up to us, and then they were able to even tell us that they will stop gender-based violence. I think that was an impact, though. And so women, too, were able to know their rights when it comes to Islam. So we were able to meet a lot of people, where they meet Muslims, where they meet Christians, people from different backgrounds. And some of them gave their view on gender-based violence against women.
She is Fatima Ability of Voices Against Violence. The news is coming to you from Onwell Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. A suicide bomber has killed at least 13 police officers during a parade at a training center in the Somali capital, Mogadishu. For the detail of this and other foreign developments, let's join William Biwusa.
At least 15 other people were reported to be wounded. The bomber, disguised as a policeman, blew himself up at the Geno Kahiye Police Academy. Witness said the officers were crowded into an open square for their early morning parade when the bomber detonated his explosives. Al-Shabaab spokesman Abdiasis Abu Musab told Reuters Al-Shabaab militant group was behind the attack. The group regularly carries out bombings in Mogadishu and other towns. A Nigerian woman has been arrested after allegedly trying to sell her one-month-old twin girls. According to BBC, she has been charged with child trafficking, although police said further charges may be added. The woman was arrested whilst allegedly attempting to sell her girls for $980 to a buyer who informed the police. Cases of baby selling for illegal adoptions and trafficking have been a problem in Nigeria for some time. The woman, aged 30, did not make any official plea at her court appearance in the northern city of Katsina, but local website Gistmania says she blamed it on the devil. And a new report alleges that French government and military officials were involved in supplying weapons to the perpetrators of the 1994 Rwandan genocide and obstructing attempts to bring them to justice. The Muse report, written by U.S. law firm Cunningham Levy Muse, was commissioned by the Rwandan government as part of an investigation into the role of French officials in the genocide that killed more than 80,000 people. According to Al Jazeera, the report published on Tuesday examined information already publicly available, including witness testimonies. It alleges French officials provided sanctuary to genocide suspects and allowed those responsible to meet at the French embassy in the Rwandan capital, Kigali, where they began to form interim government that ruled the country during the mass killings.
William Biwusa with the foreign developments. To end the news, a recap of the headlines. Police in Bomi County have arrested and charged four men in connection to an alleged burglary of the Civil Service Agency local office in Tubmanburg. Ghanaian President Nana Akufo-Addo said West Africa is not prepared to see Liberia slide back into instability as a result of the ongoing electoral process. And a suicide bomber has killed at least 13 police officers during a parade at the training center in the Somali capital, Mogadishu. That's the Ome Radio News, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onmel, you can log on to www.onmel.umissions.org, facebook.com/onmel2003, or twitter/onmelnews. I'm Olive Samas. Good afternoon.